Around the country, churches, synagogues, and other places of worship have been attacked in recent years. So Polk City Republican Representative Neil Cumby says worshipers have a right to protect themselves. But he says for those with private schools or similar areas attached, they aren't even allowed to have guests with concealed license permits carry firearms or private security armed with guns on the property.
Under current law, the state legislature, that's us, has effectively made churches gun-free zones if they have a daycare as a part of their house of worship. This is private property, members. We should leave that decision to the folks who own the property.
That's why he authored a bill doing just that, and it passed the House 76-35 with Democrats opposed. But the Senate appears to be going down a different path. Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores, also the Senate President's second-in-command, has already made it known that she isn't in favor of guns on campus or school zones. And she recently amended the Senate version of Cumby's bill to reflect those views.
The intention is to ensure that it wouldn't just be during non-school hours, but also during any school-sanctioned activities. So after school, basketball game or baseball game or whatever it is, that would still be considered a school so that a gun could not be brought on campus during those school-sanctioned activities either.
And that change is not sitting well with the House's Neil Cumby.
Ours is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They were limited to just worship service hours only when school was or an activity was taking place that they would not be exempt. And obviously for some of the mega churches, that doesn't work very well because they have activities going on quite a bit. There's some of those places are like three-ring circuses, so it really would defeat the purpose if we accept that amendment.
Cumby also has another bill that intends to deal with the accidental displays of a firearm by lowering the penalties for violation.
Currently, if a person licensed to carry a concealed firearm temporarily and openly displayed to the ordinary sight of another person, it is a second-degree misdemeanor. This bill reduces the penalty from a second-degree misdemeanor to a non-criminal violation with a penalty of $25 payable to the clerk of court for the first violation. If there is a second violation, the fine is $500, also payable to the clerk of court. And if there is a third subsequent violation, it's a second-degree misdemeanor, so it reverts back to current law.
But Democrats like Aventura Democratic Representative Joe Geller say while they appreciate the bill's intent, the language of the bill needs to be narrowly tailored.
And if it was accidental, inadvertent display is all we were talking about, I would be prepared to be for this bill. I understand the wind can blow your jacket open. I understand you can be reaching for the cornflakes on the top shelf. The problem is the language of the bill. This says temporarily and openly displayed. Doesn't say accidental. It doesn't say inadvertent. It doesn't say by mistake. So if it is a deliberate, temporary, and open display, you can do it under this bill. And I don't think that's what we're here to try to protect.
Still, the measure passed the House 80-34, mostly along party lines, with most Democrats opposed. Meanwhile, its Senate companion has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.